This is Global Non-Commissioned Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. We are a new apostolic wineskin with we are a local church, a congregation with or without a sanctuary. We are a community of home churches. We are an association of churches. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this podcast is the revelation of how we do church. Hallelujah. And if you want more information, please visit ElvisIverson.com. This is a ministry of Supplication Nash Ministries. And please support this work. Hallelujah. We are planting these apostolic works all over the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe in apostles, prophets. We believe in the home church. Hallelujah. Amen. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the priesthood of the believer. And we believe in the Reformed grace message. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Iverson Eschatology. Hallelujah. If you want to be blessed, we have our meetings on Sunday at 4 p.m. Hallelujah. You can contact us for our address and contact at ElvisIverson.com if you're coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. And, you know, please don't say you're coming and don't not show up. Hey, we are here to do business, okay? We're raising people up in their fivefold ministry gifts, raising up in their gifts and callings. We have been doing this for a short number of years. Hallelujah. We come together to pray apostolic prayers and worship the Lord and hear teachings and fellowship. Hallelujah. And so those that are called to become part of us, every fivefold ministry that's called to become a part of us, or any church or organization that wants to join us and come in fellowship with this banner, they have to go through this podcast, okay? We're not looking for people that are, say, hey, I want to join this. No, we are an association of churches. We are an apostolic ministration. Hallelujah. And so you must have the revelation how we do church to be a part of us. And then after a period of time, hallelujah, amen, we do accept a few churches to join our organization. It's called Apostolic Adoption. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, we are going to the nations. We are focusing more on missionary work. Hallelujah. Amen. I am going to several nations around the world in 18 areas. And the theme is called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. We have a YouTube channel, Global Anarchy. You find that. Also, I personally have a YouTube channel called Apostle Iverson. Hallelujah. And then Elvis Iverson. On Elvis Iverson, we have a playlist called The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. Amen. The Golden Door of Fire and Signs and Wonders. And that is based on those messages where I'm going around the world. Hallelujah. And you can go in there. Amen. Please support this ministry and plant the seed. Hallelujah. Amen. By making your checks payable to Supplication National Ministries and the memo rate donation and mail it to Supplication National Ministries, P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. And please visit our website at ElvisIverson.com because we are also foreshadowed by Supplication National Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for listening and hope you enjoy. And also visit my other podcasts, 72 Nations Conference Call Podcast, which happens the second Friday of every month, hallelujah, at 9 p.m. Central Time. Hallelujah. You can listen in, you can join and enjoy it, call in. And also we have Elvis Iverson podcast, also Seven Thunders Prophetic Podcast. Amen, hallelujah. Seven Thunders. You can find that more information at ElvisIverson.com. Amen. Well, enjoy this message. Thank you. Amen. This is Global Anarch Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to share the way we do church. This is an extended ministry of Supplication National Ministries. Our website is ElvisIverson.com, and I am Elvis Iverson. Hallelujah. Today I am talking about the long haul of the apostle. Amen. The long haul of the apostle. Hallelujah. An apostle is a special commissioner. Amen. Hallelujah. And he is sent by Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. He releases apostolic revelation of the body of Christ. He is a governmental gift. Hallelujah. Amen. He sets order into the church. Hallelujah. He raises up apostolic works and spheres, establishes apostolic spheres and spiritual territories. Hallelujah. And only Jesus Christ ordains an apostle. Only Jesus Christ chooses an apostle. Amen. But we are to anoint the anointed. We are to recognize the recognized. We are to give affirmation to the affirmation of the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Of course, an apostle will establish. He should establish his apostolic succession. Hallelujah. But that is, you cannot make somebody an apostle. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 says, two of the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance and signs and wonders and in mighty deeds. In mighty deeds. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We are to move forth. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. In we are to endure. 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 Amen. We have need of endurance. After we've done the will of God, we shall receive the promise that endurance is a work, is doing the will of God. It's precious. Our faith is precious and has to wait upon the Lord. Amen. And soak in His presence and enjoy that time. It is so precious. That is the will of God. But there's more than that is the will of God. There's other things that are the will of God. Hallelujah. And then there is patience. Patience. We got to be patient. Patience is walking in consistent faith. You keep on renewing your faith. Hallelujah. That's how you walk in patience. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And hope is earnest desiring. Earnest desiring. Amen. Hallelujah. And faith is now. Amen. Amen. We have faith by the revelation of the word. Hallelujah. And then there's confidence. Confidence comes from experiencing Christ in your life and experiencing Him coming through your life. You develop a confidence. Do not cast away your confidence. Amen. Hallelujah. Do not cast away your confidence. Hallelujah. Therefore do not cast away your confidence, which has a great reward. Hallelujah. And then there is trust. Trust is passive. Hallelujah. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to that all, instead in all the ways of knowledge, and He shall direct your path. Hallelujah. To follow that's a passive direction of God. But then it says, hear the voice of the Lord. Hear a voice behind you. This is the way, walk therein. Hallelujah. So that's active. Be led by the Spirit of God that is going forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Your heart becomes redeemed. Your heart is not just a blood pump. It is a magnet field around you that the Holy Spirit uses you to direct your life. That's why you must renew your mind. Hallelujah. And when you become born again, you receive a new heart. And I believe physically you receive a new heart. That magnet field, amen, comes in infused with the presence of God, with the life of God, because the heart represents your throne room, the most holy place where the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost dwells. The third heaven and the many heavens. Hallelujah. And then there's holy boldness. Boldness that we got to have boldness to preach the word of God, and boldness to flow inside, to step out. Hallelujah. But this is to speak the word of God in all boldness. Hallelujah. To have boldness to step forward. But then we come to the next word. Is perseverance. Perseverance. We have perseverance. Hallelujah. Perseverance that we are to this is the ability to break through, to triumph, to overcome any opposition, to overcome. Hallelujah. These words that I say are all a part of the long haul of the apostle. That the Bible says that you are to white the vision and make it plain on the table, that he who may read it may run with the vision. Hallelujah, man. We must run in such a race that we obtain an imperishable crown. Hallelujah. Amen. That God gives a vision to an apostle. Amen. And it says, do not be disobedient to the heavenly vision. And he gives them revelation of the wineskin. And revelation of the wines. And he gives them the revelation, the word revelation. Amen. Apostolic revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, without a vision, my people perish. Without a revelation, my people perish. So that is not just talking about word revelation. It's talking about a vision for your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And word revelation. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That God gives us. And the apostle writes that down. See the people. And see the thing is, God's going to reform the vertical, the nuclear church. Establish the extended church, the church in the workplace. The seven-month society. God is going to build, establish the horizontal in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Establish the horizontal church in the horizontal. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer centers will always remain the center of things that God is doing for many years to come. Then you'll be able to cut to among the cooperative. Hallelujah. There are many apostles in the vertical. There's less apostles in the horizontal. There are less apostles. There's church apostles. There's home church apostles. Very similar. Ecclesiastic apostles. Ecclesia apostles. Amen. Hallelujah. Those three are those are the vertical. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. There's hyphen apostles, and there is amen. Hallelujah. There is apostles that are like ambassadors. They are over a type of function in the body of Christ. And then you know, there's gonna be urban apostles. Apostles with loan agencies, they have their own loan system. Finances are gonna come to the apostles by soup by the angelical intervention. Hallelujah. Not to build their own kingdom, but to build the kingdom of God and to build the church. Hallelujah. The cry in there is build the church, build the kingdom of God. There will be nation building apostles. Hallelujah. And then there is the apostolic builders that will build the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But then you get to the horizontal apostles, and they it takes more maturity than the vertical. Hallelujah. And then we will see the prayer centers Hallelujah. Revival centers, apostolic centers, and city church centers arise in the earth. Hallelujah. These will be the center. What God is doing. And outside that is the apostles and prophets. Hallelujah. And apostles, prophets will be committed to certain themes in the body of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's where you when you go to those themes, you will find those apostles and prophets. Amen. Those that you are to connect and build fellowship with. Hallelujah. And then we come to the cooperative, where God will bring a collective among the cooperative. The ministry of the masses. Mass communication. Mass publication. Solemn assemblies. Stadium ministries. Numbers. Meetings that will have numbers that are beyond a number. That will be outdoor meetings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the thing is you got to become part of an apostle's life so that he can build. And so you can walk in that vision. The church does not move forward without the apostle moving forth first. The prophet prophesies what God's going to do in the future. And the apostle is the one who steps forth in those prophetic words and begins to come into prophetic fulfillment and prayer fulfillment in momentum. And the church does not move forward without the apostles moving forward. Hallelujah. The church does not move forward without the prophets moving forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are prophets that are prophets. There are apostles and prophet team. There are prophets, household prophets. Hallelujah, amen. Amen, hallelujah. And we need these prophets, hallelujah, in the body of Christ. But the thing is, the apostle will triumph and move forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why I said in this, I said in this that in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 says, two of the signs of the apostles were accomplished among you with all perseverance, signs and wonders and mighty deeds. It's perseverance. Ability to trap and overcome and breakthrough. And break down the walls. Hallelujah. And signs and wonders, that's why we are to pray for signs and wonders. We are to pray for the outpouring of the gift spirit, the blessing of God. We're supposed to pray for the signs of the apostle. Hallelujah. Mighty deeds. A mass church plant. Hallelujah. Amen. Mass harvest. Hallelujah. Revival. Revival is wonders. Signs are the gifts of the Spirit and the bliss gifts of God. Here, in chapter 12, verse 1 says, and doubtless not profitable for me to both have come into visions and revelations of the Lord. That is also the apostolic. To come in visions and revelations of the Lord. To have the direction. Hallelujah. And see here, verse 7 says, at least I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelation, the throne of the flesh was given to me, a measure of Satan to buffet me. Least I be exalted above men. Abundance of revelation. Apostles to come in abundance of revelation. Revelation. Word revelation. Amen. Hallelujah. This measure of Satan was a religious person, so that's why you gotta watch out for those people. But anyways, we are a triumph. We overcome, we persevere by the grace of God. That's why we are to speak grace, 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 grace. We are to speak apostolic grace, apostolic grace, apostolic grace. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let me pray for you. Father God, I pray for everyone who listens to the message. It will be influenced by the men of the church of the Lord. Release apostolic grace. Raise up apostles and prophets all over the earth. Lord God, pour out a mighty outpouring of home churches. An outpouring of new apostolic wineskin churches. Outpouring of new apostolic wineskin churches. Outpouring of new apostolic wineskin home churches. God, raise up a mighty company of priests and kings. Raise up the army of God all over the earth. Release the kingly anointing of God. Father God, I pray outpouring many breakthroughs of God. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for many harvest souls, breakthrough harvest, revival harvest, revolution harvest, mass harvest, extreme harvest, great harvest, God, continuous harvest. Let it come in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak grace, 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 grace. In Jesus' name, amen.